Blog Talk Radio. Weekend family, welcome to the weekend. It is Pam Price from Elam Foundation. It's Unheard Voices. You know, it's our morning series, our morning show. I'm so excited that God has placed this platform on my heart because I love coming before you as myself. I love coming before you and just sharing the things that God has given to me throughout my journey. And just want to be, you know, just share it to continue to encourage you, to continue to uplift you. So that's what our morning shows are about, the morning series, is just to continue to help you get through that day. Each day, and it's just phenomenal of what God is doing in our lives. So today, what God had pressed on my heart is, just walking in His glory. And you guys who have followed me for such a long time and followed the show, you know, I'm all about, yes, let's do this. And and I'm just being honest. But when the Lord had pressed on my heart to talk about this morning, I was like, I know what God's glory is, but do I really know what God's glory is? And, and I began to think about all the things in which, you know, we are going through as a family and as a nation, as a community, and just getting back to normal and, you know, and what now our normal looks like. It's just like, everybody is just now like different levels of concern, different levels of how am I going to do this? You know, for almost 2 years it was home, and, you know, and God just has been pressing on my heart. You know, first and foremost, that regardless of what it looks like, that He's going to get the glory out of it, that regardless of whatever it looks like, that it is going to be well, and that we may not be able to see it right now. We may not be able to understand all of why these things are happening within our lives, but it will be well. I follow the word. I read. I try to be faithful every day. Sometimes I just don't read it, you know, that day. But I always try to get some kind of fruit, some kind of word within me each day, because sometimes my old temperament will kick up if I don't have that balance. And what I've learned is the most important thing, along with just trusting God in whatever it says in the Bible, and what, you know, the things in which I've seen already in my life, is to first and foremost, and you guys have heard me say this, is to invite Him into the day. And what does that look like? Why is that important for us to invite Him into the day? And what that does is
take away all the stuff that is on your mind, you know. When you invite him into the day, that means that you are drawing closer to him. You are drawing closer, regardless of whatever it looks like, you are drawing closer and closer to God in each day, and not even just in the day itself, but in every situation that is happening. Invite him in, because as long as you invite him in, you do not control the situation. God controls the situation. And, you know, I'm guilty. It's like when I try to take control of the situation, I mess it up. I do. And so I had to be diligent. I have to be diligent into making sure that regardless of what it looks like, regardless of how I may want to touch it and play with it and all these things, that I have to invite God into that day and into each situation, because every situation is different. Every situation is different. But what I found is that regardless of that situation being different, regardless of that situation being more challenging than the others, that God is still in control. God still sits on the throne. And that is so important, because we are made. We have been created in his image. And, you know, through that, it is like, okay, if we are created in his image, then why do I feel like I need to be on the throne with him? He's on the throne. He's the creator. So just step away. Be like, Lord, you created me. I know you just didn't bring me here to, yeah, I mess up a whole bunch of stuff. But that's just truth. And if you're not walking in your truth, then you can't be fully free. And that takes a time. That takes a minute for all of that to happen. But, you know, the most important thing and what I've found in my journey is, you know, first, I had to learn to be humble in every situation, because in my humbleness, it allowed me to first and foremost look at myself. And as I look at myself in every situation, I have to remember not to be judgmental. I have to remember not to be quick to answer. I have to remember not to be quick to do an action. I have to remember to that it's important to forgive. And all of these things all come about to help you to understand how to walk more and more in God's glory. Definitely, you know, we have to remind ourselves that everything that is given to us, it comes from above, and we have to continue to walk. And the journey is not easy. You know, Lord knows I've made some twists and turns, but what I love about my twists and turns is that God was there, and I was able to draw closer to him, and I learned to just be thankful that he was teaching me in every situation. And the more that I began to thank him, and the more that he worked on me, it just now has given me a whole different perspective in what he's doing in my life and what he's doing in my family. Because if I'm the one that's like, oh, God, I wish my family would change, but he's got to change you first, because in order for the family to change, you know, you cannot be in the same place. You have to change as well. And because you are asking, what I found is that if you are asking, he's going to work on you first. And that sometimes is, it just makes you look at situations and really stand back. And I love the process most days. Sometimes the process is not easy, but I encourage you through every process. As we get further and further into the year, you know, so many challenges that stand before us in our finances. There's so many challenges that, you know, that the community is facing, you know, those still with COVID and those that have lost loved ones, those, like I said, are dealing with financial challenges, those that are dealing with how to continue to care for your family. Again, I just encourage you through it because I've been there. I've been there. It's just that you have to trust God. And in order for me to stand before you or stand before anyone when I speak, I have to share my story. I have to share what God has done in my life because I am a testament that God will change you, number one, and that God will continue to bless you in ways that you may not even think that you're being blessed. You know, I always thought, like, blessings, you know, I'm going to be so financially rich and all these things and this and that. Yes, he can do that. But also what I had to understand is that, you know, a blessing can be someone just being like, oh, my gosh, Pam, you have a nice smile, or Pam, you're doing great work. That's a blessing. Because a lot of times now we don't even receive that. That's, you know, or do we give it? And you never know that, you know, in you and sharing these words to someone, you don't know what they are going through. You don't know what's happening in your lives. And just for you to be a blessing, to say something so minor as, you look wonderful. You will not know what that will do to that next person. So continue to definitely draw close to God, draw close to his understanding and what he's doing in your life. I definitely try to commune with God and just thank him for sending Jesus Christ to save my soul and what he did on the cross. So I am a firm believer that once you begin to just thank him, you know, and you guys, I did a series on gratitude some time ago, but gratitude begins, it just starts everything, and forgiveness. You know, those of you who have walking in some unforgiveness, and not even for the person that has done wrong, but unforgiveness about yourself and the things that you've done or the things that you said. You have to forgive yourself because it's all one and done. You know, you're the one that's holding on to unforgiveness, and that person or persons or that thing has moved on, and you're the only one that's still holding on to it. So you got to let it go. So walk in gratitude, walk in forgiveness, and be humble. Like just be very, just a reminder to think, you know, like a soft answer will also cure so many arguments or things like that. And that I've always been quick to respond and then go back and be like, you know what, my bad, I'm sorry, I messed this up. But, you know, through that, that begins to allow you to heal as well and makes you look at and reassess at, you know, a lot of things in which you're doing. So definitely, you know, once you begin to continue to invite God into your life, into your day, into your situation, stand on the words in which he has promised you. some of you who are just starting to understand your journey, some of you who have been on this journey forever, you know, some of you are in the middle. But what I've learned is in order to feel better about the things, the situations that are going on, is that believe and trust in what the word says. There's so many terms throughout the times throughout the Bible where he says, fret not, fear not, do not worry. And as you are walking through, just stand on it. I mean, it's okay. You know, you'd be like, oh, you get taken aback by something that's going on. But don't allow those situations to consume your mind. You know, don't get on the phone. Don't keep talking about it. Don't keep doing this. Don't keep doing that, because you're magnifying that situation instead of magnifying God, who's your creator. And once you switch who is greater than what, watch the things that will change in your life when you begin to magnify the one who has created you. Continue to pray. You know, I know I still stumble when I pray. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I can't pray. I just cry. I just lay on the floor, just in my situation in that moment. I just cry it out. But that's okay, you know. And prayer, for those of you who are just starting, those of you who are just beginning to understand what prayer is just a conversation with God. He already knows. He already knows. All he wants for you to do is come and talk to him. That's all. You know, it's like you who are parents, or when you go to your parents, believe it or not, already know. But they are just waiting for you to come and talk to you, for you to come and talk to them. And it's the same thing. God is just waiting for you to come and talk to him. Believe that Jesus Christ has died on the cross, that he died on the cross for your sins. And that is a greater love than you can ever imagine, because he has sent his love for you, to you, to have his son die so he can save you and your family, your loved ones. That is a gift that I can't even understand. You know, I remember when my son was 6, 7 years old, and he was actually hit by a car. He and his friends were playing, and of course, like kids, it was Memorial Day weekend. Everybody's excited, you know, about the weekend coming up. It's Friday, and they were playing with the ball, and they went across the street. And this gentleman, he was not paying attention. He ran the stop sign, and he hit my son. And the feeling of watching my son go through all of the things that he went through at 6, 7 years old, it is heartbreaking. So even as I am sharing this tidbit with you, that was almost 35 years ago. Thank God, God has blessed my son to see 40. And, but it's still emotional, because to watch the pain and the anguish that he went through at that, you know, just to watch it. So I can't even imagine you, God, saying, all right, I am going to allow my son to suffer for you. My family can be closer to him. That the blood that his son shared covered everything. God already made space for an allowance for my errors and my mistakes. All we have to do is just, Lord, I am so sorry. And even if you are in a situation where you've made, you know, some bad decisions or your family is going through, God is sovereign. He already knew it. Just go and talk to him in prayer. Begin to walk humbly in the situation in your life and watch the glory of God. Because his grace and mercy is bigger than anything. So my friends, as you continue through this day, remember, wherever you are in your situation, either you're coming out or you're in it, or you're just walking into a situation, just remember God's glory is in that situation. God's glory is in that life, in your life. So stay encouraged. Stay encouraged through it all. Continue to be prayerful in everything. So I'm going to say a prayer for you to get you on your day, to start you on and about. So Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning. We are so grateful that you've given us another day. We are thankful that you've kept us through the night, that you've given us such a sweet sleep, that we are able to be productive in this day. We invite you into this day. May your words and your walk and every hour walk and our talk and our minds be all on you, Lord, regardless of what's happening. Lord, we pray for our children. We pray for our family. We pray for our community. We pray for our government as we continue to maneuver through each day and through each situation. We know that you are in control. We know that you have a greater plan than we cannot see. We thank you for continuing to build patience in us, Lord. We thank you for building our love for you, our love for your family. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Lord, we know that there are many families whose loved one did not wake this morning or whose loved one is sick. Lord, we ask that you comfort them in that moment, in that space and where they are. We know that you already knew these things were going to take place because you are sovereign. And in your sovereignty, you've made space for your grace and mercy to cover us. So we thank you. Lord, we thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for teaching us how to forgive. We thank you for continuing to grow us up so we can turn around and help those who are coming behind us. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Come into this day. Come into our situation. Come into our lives, Lord. We know that your grace is sufficient for this day, and tomorrow's grace is sufficient for tomorrow. We bless those that are around us, Lord. Give us wisdom. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for teaching us how to walk in your glory, how to understand your glory. So we thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray this prayer. Amen. So family, we are so grateful that you continue to tune in the morning just to uplift and just kind of like, give you some moments, because that's all it is. It's just like, Maybe if I try it this way, it might be a little bit easier. And that's all I'm doing. It's just coming before you, doing what God has asked me to do, is to share how his grace, his mercy has kept me, has kept my family, has saved my family, has healed my family. And I thank him in advance as he's already working on it. And that's all I can say. That's all I can do. So continue to stand strong in him. Continue to walk through in his love and his mercy and his grace. And just remember to invite him in. Invite him in. Give thanks. those of you who are just starting your journey, if you're not sure where to walk, where to start your walk, how to start, and you want to turn your life around, you know, as I said, prayer is just a conversation with God. Just go to Him and in your quiet time or wherever you are at that moment where you need Him, and just like, Lord, come into my life. I believe that your Son has died on the cross for my life. His blood was shed for me to cover all my sins. And I'm asking you to come into my life and forgive me. And just thank Him. Just thank Him. And once you pray that prayer, you're a new person. Just faith and watch. And regardless of whatever it looks like, just know that He has a plan for you, a plan to prosper you, to grow you, to have, to give you joy. So don't worry about what it looks like. Those of you who have been on the journey for a long time, but you become complacent, just know, I was complacent. I'm just telling you the truth, where I was like, yeah, I know what God is doing, but I forgot to stand on His word and believe. So those of you who have been walking for a long time, you know, those of you who are talking about all the God's greatness, but yet you buckle under the fear, you buckle under everything that is coming at you, just remember He has everything under control, and He will give you the strength to continue to walk through. So hold on tight. Hold on tight. And if anything, hold on to Him and watch what He does. Have a phenomenal day. Have a great weekend. And know that He's with you. God bless you. Bye now.